Nepalese people recovering from the disastrous earthquake 1 month ago now face a different threat, monsoon season from June to August. A Spokane-based company is racing to send money to rural mountain villages otherwise not reached by relief organizations. Spokane-based Ganesh Himal has had to shift from a fair trade wholesaler to disaster relief organization. The company works with 16 producers in Nepal, all of whom survived the quake. Austin Zimmerman at Ganesh Himal says because they have trusted friends and colleagues in the region, they're able to send money directly.
You know, when it was first going on, we wired money to India because we had a connection in India. And so he was able to purchase tents there and bring it across the border. There's a few more places that our contacts are saying might still need immediate care.
She says they're trying to supply shelter and food for families in rural areas not served by major international relief organizations. To raise money, they held a concert last weekend and will have a Zumbathon Sunday in Spokane. Ganesh raises money through its nonprofit arm, Conscious Connections Foundation. Aftershocks are still hitting Nepal several times a week, and monsoon season is a major threat since the quake forced many families into tent living. But Zimmerman says the Nepalese she knows are resilient, and many want to get back to work. In Spokane, I'm Paige Browning.